this is a fellow who dinged his car. Me telling Dad, brother, we got an honest man left around. Somebody's got a conscience, but don't worry about the ding. It's not that big a deal. Thank you for leaving a note.
Oh, I can't prank this guy.
Veterans Village, pimp.
Oh, hey, I was trying to call the old man whose car I ran into.
I'm sorry?
I was trying to call that old man whose car I hit, and he called me from this number.
Okay, who was it? Do you have his name?
No, I don't. Just go figure it out real quick, lady. Hurry up.
Sir, I honestly don't know who it is.
Oh,
we have 50
it.
Residents here.
Oh, man. Okay, well, go get them all real quick. Assemble them
who
into
one... Who am I talking to?
No, hey, just... I'm with the corporate office. Assemble them into one room and be like, can I have your attention, please? Whoever received the car ding note on their car, please step forward. But say it real loud, because they're probably all deaf.
I'm not doing that. They're not here. They're all taking naps right now.
Well, wake them up.
Who am I talking to? I recognize your voice, but I'm not putting a face to it.
It's Steve from the corporate office.
Steve.
Yep, from the corporate office.
Corporate office from who?
Your corporate office with your company.
What's the name of my corporate office?
You don't know what name, what company you work for? What the hell?
Certainly I do, but do you know who I work for?
Well, it sounds like you don't, because you don't. You're asking me to tell you. How do you not know this?
No, sir. I work for Department of Florida.
Yeah, I'm with the corporate office, the Department of Florida corporate office.
Look, okay, we don't have a Department of Florida corporate office.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about, because you don't work here in the corporate office. You're just a lowly person down there doing
sir,
our
bidding. I'm the assistant director at our Veterans Village.
Yeah.
We're a one-of-a-kind Veterans Village that has been doing business for 25 years.
Okay, well, if you've been there for 25 years, you should know that there's a corporate office.
No, I haven't been. We've been in business for 25 years.
Well, you just said we, so it sounds like you know you're a part of the 25 years. Stop being so misleading.
Wow. Okay, sir, unless you can give me a name of the resident that you're trying to contact, I have no idea who it was.
Okay, fine. I didn't want to give him my insurance information anyway.
Wow. Okay, thank you, sir.
It's all your fault. Someone's not going to get their car fixed because of you, because you won't assemble them all into a room when the corporate office orders you to.
Sir, you know, what did you say your name was?
Dave.
First you said Steve, and now you're saying Dave.
Well, why'd you ask then if you remembered?
I'm asking you for your last name, sir.
No, you asked for my first name.
This so gentleman has said that he's
the story changes.
One of our residents. But he's not telling me who he is, and he's not telling me who the resident is. He said that I'm keeping him from giving the resident the insurance information, but he doesn't know the resident's name. He won't tell me his name. I don't know what to do at this point. Sir, what kind of a car did you hit?
It was the nicest one in the parking lot, because I was hoping to get a lot of money from the insurance.
Did you get your key?
Goodbye.
Bye.